And now, it's time for Plants and Cats, your weekly discussion on all things interesting to Erica Broom. Now, here's your host, Erica Broom.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Plants and Cats. My name is Erica Broom, and this is a show about things that I like. A little about me. I am the CEO of The Babes Club, which is a social app where babes come together for support, friendship, and empowerment. I've also been a photographer for 13 years with a specialty in boudoir, and I absolutely love what these sessions do for my clients. I have three cats, Storm, Aldous, and Ember, and I am hopelessly addicted to buying houseplants. You can ask Aldous all about that because he loves to eat them when I'm not looking. At the end of each episode, I'll be pulling a card from one of my many tarot decks, which is another obsession of mine. So today, I'm going to share with you my latest obsession, which is poached eggs. For some reason, I'm just really obsessed with them right now. So I found a recipe the other day online that made poached eggs sound really easy to make. So I decided to give it a shot, and yeah, it was really easy. So I just want to share that with everybody. So get out your pen and paper, I guess, and follow along. So the first thing that I'm going to mention that I found out on this recipe is that it's very important to make sure you have the freshest eggs possible. So, I mean, farm fresh obviously is the best, but if you just go buy some fresh eggs from the grocery store, those will give you the best poached eggs that you can possibly obtain. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to strain your egg in a fine mesh strainer first. So that's the very important step. That's going to get rid of all of the kind of runny whites that you don't want. That's when you're poaching an egg and you throw it in the water and you get all those little wispies, that's because of the runny whites. We don't want runny whites. So if you strain the egg first, that's going to help you get a more pretty looking poached egg. So usually what I do is I crack the egg into one of my fine mesh strainers into the sink and just let it all drain out, and then I just transfer it very carefully into a little bowl. So when you get that ready first, that's the first step. You're ready for the next step. So the next thing you're going to do, I guess you could do this while you're straining the egg, but you're going to bring a pot of water to a boil. It doesn't have to be a huge pot. It can be a regular size saucepan. And you're going to add a tablespoon of vinegar to that water. So that's a very important step. I don't remember what the recipe said that did, but it helped. So follow along and do that. So you're going to bring that water to a boil. And then once the water is boiling, you're going to turn it all the way down to low, and you're going to wait until there are no bubbles coming up from the bottom of the pot. So that's going to make sure that your egg doesn't get disturbed while it's cooking. So once you've gotten to that point and the water's turned down and it's been boiling, and you've turned it back down, there's no bubbles, you're going to take a spoon and just kind of swirl it around in the middle, like really carefully. Obviously, you don't want to fling boiling water everywhere. So take that spoon and swirl it around in the middle until you get a little kind of like whirlpool, vortex type of thing. And that's where you're going to drop the egg into. So you're going to take the egg in the bowl, swirl the water around, and just really carefully drop it down into the middle of that vortex. So what that's going to do is the egg is going to fall down the middle of the pot and kind of sit on the bottom of the boiling water. It's just going to sit down there and cook. So the vortex that you made is what's going to make the egg kind of swirl all together in the bottom of the pot and make that cool poached egg shape. And if you don't get this right on the first try, don't be too hard on yourself. Learning a new skill is definitely not always easy, so I've tossed a few eggs myself trying to make these poached eggs, so don't feel alone in that if you have to do the same. So once you have dropped the raw egg into the middle of the water, you're going to set a timer on your phone or your kitchen timer for 3 minutes. And just keep an eye on it to make sure it doesn't overcook. But once 3 minutes are up, you're pretty close to having a perfect poached egg. So when you take the egg out of the water, I usually use a slotted spoon, but you can use just like kind of whatever you want to fish it out of there, whatever works best for you if you don't have a slotted spoon. And then you're done. It's like so easy to make a poached egg. I was pretty upset with myself after realizing that I could have been making poached eggs all this time, and I just thought it was a fancy thing you got at restaurants. But joke's on me, I guess. You can make them really easy at home. So there you have it. Poached egg recipe. What do I like to put poached eggs on? Well, today for lunch, I had poached eggs on some fried potatoes with onion. Put a little salt and pepper on there. Throw the poached eggs on top. there you go. You got a yummy breakfast. What else? You can make like eggs Benedict, eggs on toast. I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, that guy from Lord of the Rings, you know, potatoes, put them in a stew kind of thing going on about this poached eggs. But anyway, poached eggs are awesome. And I just wanted to share that recipe with everybody. So at the end of every episode, like I said, I'm going to pull a card from one of my many tarot decks. Tarot is something that I have sort of reacquainted myself with over the last, I guess, year or so. I've really enjoyed pulling a card. I pull a card for myself every day in the morning, and I pull a card once a week for my husband. And we really like tarot because it's nice to have sort of a way to be really introspective. So when I pull these cards for everybody here on the podcast, this is kind of like a general reading for everybody. So take what you want from it. If some of it resonates with you, then great. If none of it resonates with you, well, maybe it wasn't a card for you, and that's okay. But basically, the whole intent behind tarot is just to make you kind of reflect inside and sort of reflect on the things that you've done in the past, or maybe the things that you want to change in the future. And sometimes tarot can really call you out on your bullshit. So we're going to pull a card today from one of my favorite decks. Who am I kidding? They're all my favorite. I can't pick favorites. But this one is a recent one that I got. Purchased this deck on my honeymoon just a few weeks ago. So we're going to pull a card from this deck. It's called The Wilder Woven Tarot by Greg White. They're really beautiful cards. They're all done by an artist out in BC. I believe he lives in Nelson. And they're all kind of watercolor, very animal, like there's lots of animals and nature and stuff like that. Each of these suits has different, like the wands has kind of like the outline of the image is kind of like a like fire shape because of, you know, wands is fire. The four, like for the swords deck or the sword suit, it has like the outline of like smoke or air because swords are air, etc. So I'm going to shuffle this deck kind of off mic here. If you guys are into ASMR, I guess let me know and I can shuffle it into the mic. Woo, that one just popped right out of there. All right, so today's card for the collective is the Empress, which is the third card in the Major Arcana. So the card that I am looking at here is in the shape of a rabbit. So the Major Arcana in this deck, each different piece of art has a different animal shape. So the shape of the outline of the image is of a rabbit. There is a lot of greenery and other kind of nature-y stuff in the background. There's a little bit of, looks like a rainstorm in the background. There's three bunnies. So there's a bigger bunny and two little babies. So the Empress card, this one, when it's upright, which this one is a meaning of fertility, nurturing, motherhood, and sensuality. So a mother rabbit and her young wait patiently in lush vegetation as a rainstorm passes. Surrounding them is a wealth of food, shelter, and other offerings from the earth. Just as a spring shower generously endows its water, the Empress shares her compassion, support, and nourishing love. The Empress, like the rabbit, embodies the traits of fertility, abundance, and feminine power. When this card is drawn, we are gently encouraged to explore how we are caring for ourselves and others. Where are we placing our love and creative energy? What are we trying to nurture and grow? Finally, the Empress calls on you to be mindful of your senses, the sacred gateways of perception. Listen to what you hear, taste what you eat, and look at what you see. So I think that's what this card is telling us, is that we all don't take nearly enough time to focus on ourselves. I know I'm certainly guilty of this. I put myself on the back burner constantly. It's very hard being a entrepreneur in this, especially in 2021. You know, there's very much like a lot of like hustle culture that we have to contend with as entrepreneurs, which can be really frustrating, feeling like you're not doing enough every day for your business or for whatever it might be, for your family. So it's really important to make sure you put yourself first take some time for some self-care and just treat yourself to something, even if it's just standing in the shower for an extra 5 minutes and letting that hot water just hit you in the face. Sometimes that just can be all that you really need to care for yourself a little more. I know it can be hard, especially if little ones banging on the bathroom door while you're in the shower, but just take an extra 5 minutes every once in a while for yourself. Because, you know, as the saying goes, which is a little cliche, but you can't pour from an empty cup. So I think that's what the Empress card is telling us here. I will be posting this card in the app, the Babes Club. So if you haven't already joined or you're not a member, go check it out. Go to www.thebabes.club. I will be posting this card the same day this episode comes out into the app with the written meaning, and we can discuss it a little more if that's something that you are into. Thank you so much for listening today. Again, my name is Erica Broom. I am the CEO of The Babes Club. Tune in next week for another thing that I'm interested in. Thanks so much for listening.